We have the 11th annual Southeastern Cowboy Gathering, which is happening at the Booth Western Art Museum. And this is a great event that they have every year. Cowboys from all over the South come to the Booth Museum. And my favorite thing I think that they do is this chuck wagon cook-off.
Oh, that sounds delicious.
Yeah, they gather all of the food and they have teams that do the chuck wagon cooking. And they all do it over an outdoor fire. And many of them will be dressed in period costumes as well. So it's a really authentic sort of experience. But of course, that's just one of the things that's going on at the Cowboy Gathering. They'll have art because, of course, this is at an art museum.
Mm-hmm.
They'll have folks talking about it. They'll be doing cowboy poetry because that's really a big part of the culture as well.
That always brings a smile to my face, thinking of cowboys writing poetry.
Yeah,
it just seems a little
they
unexpected.
Really do. Yeah, but it's really always a big part of this. They actually have a separate cowboy poetry event, too, later on. But that'll also be part of this event. So there's tons of things going on during the weekend that you can participate in, and you don't have to go to Texas to see some cowboys. And again, that's happening at the Booth Western Art Museum. It's the 11th annual Southeastern Cowboy Gathering. It begins today and continues through Saturday.
And Shane, for those of us in the heart of the metro area, this is a little drive northwest of the city.
Yeah, that's right. Just up 75 in Cartersville.
Shane, what else do you have for us today?
The Forsythia Festival is happening this weekend on Saturday and Sunday. That's in Forsyth.
As it should be.
Yes, and that's not Forsyth County. That's Forsyth.
County is that?
That is actually in Monroe. But the Forsythia Festival is happening in downtown Forsyth on Saturday and Sunday. And I always like to include this because it's sort of a harbinger of spring,
mm-hmm.
just like the plant that it's named for. Those beautiful yellow flowers that show up very early in spring, and it sort of makes you feel like, oh, winter is finally over. And the Forsythia Festival has lots of things going on. They'll, of course, have all the usual sort of festival-type things, arts and crafts show. They'll have live entertainment. They'll have things for the kids to do. There's a 5K run. And again, the Forsythia Festival is happening in downtown Forsyth on Saturday and Sunday.
Shane, from what I understand, a couple of budget-friendly events around Metro Atlanta this week are music-centric.
Yeah, that's right. The first one is the Pro Mozart Society Scholarship Competition, and this is their final round. They're going to be doing this at the Holy Innocents Episcopal Church in Sandy Springs, and you can go and watch some of these young musicians compete for a scholarship. They'll have three pianists, a soprano, and a violinist, who are all trying to get this scholarship that the Pro Mozart Society gives out. This is a great event for your wallet, too, because it's free, and you'll hear some really great music. And, you know, some of these musicians may be quite big names someday, so you can say you saw them way back when.
And again, this event is in Sandy Springs.
Yeah, that's right. They're going to be doing this at the Holy Innocents Episcopal Church at 2 p.m. on Sunday. And our second musical offering this week is something a little bit different. John Sebastian, who was the leader of the 60s band Lovin' Spoonful and later had some of his own hits, he's going to be performing at the Unity North Atlanta Church in Marietta. This is kind of an unusual venue for someone like John Sebastian, but he's been around for a very long time and has an incredible catalog of songs. I mean, everybody remembers Summer in the City. Did you ever have to make up your mind? What a Day for a Daydream. And then, of course, in the 70s, he had a really big hit with Welcome Back, which was the theme song from Welcome Back, Cotter.
Exactly.
Welcome back. Your dreams were your ticket out. Welcome back.
He's going to be performing, you know, some of his solo hits and a lot of those great Love and Spoonful songs. And that's going to be on Friday night at 8 o'clock. And those tickets are a little bit pricey, but for what you get, it's pretty good. They're $35 at the Unity North Atlanta Church in Marietta.
Tease him a lot, 'cause we got him on the spot. Welcome back.